For Cambodian Americans, April marks the beginning of the Khmer New Year. It's also the time when survivors of the Cambodian genocide remember the fall of Phnom Penh, when the Khmer Rouge ruled the country. KUW's Ruby DeLuna spoke with Sameth Mel about his family story. It starts in 1982, the year he was born.
I was born in a refugee camp in Kawidang, which is about 30 minutes away from the border of Cambodia and Thailand. All that I remember was being on top of my father's body. You know, he passed away. And so that's probably the earliest recollection that I still have. My mom, she told me that her side of the family was executed in front of her, all her siblings and her dad and mom and aunties and uncles. I think what I've heard, she's able to survive because she was married to my father, and somehow that got her off the hook.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to go back?
In order to understand myself, like, wholeheartedly, I need to know where I came from, and not just culturally, but like place-based.
I know you were really young, but did the camp kind of look like what you remembered? Were there parts of it, at least?
Nothing at all. Like, the first time I went in 2016, I couldn't go through with it. Everybody had their cameras out and just getting all flashy. I'm like, oh my God, where are the camps at? You know, the buildings, because we heard that it got all burned down, but at least they should at least keep some. We're like, okay, we need to go further and further. And people kept on going further and further because, like, where is it all at? I was like, I can't even handle this right now. Let me just get back into the van. As I was walking back to the van, it felt like something was holding onto my feet, right? Like air kind of grasping on your feet. Every time you're like moving, like, I'm getting the goosebumps just talking about it, but there's a lot of unresolved energy there. That's what I felt, right? So, you know, I felt this sense of like compassion, like a lot has gone through here. We understand it. We want to honor it. We want to honor whatever is still there, that we're not here to make any ruckus. We actually were born here.
You can learn more about Cambodian art and identity at an event at Seattle City Hall tomorrow. The event is called The Art of Survival.